The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Hey, we got you back. The radio show that takes control of your genes to tell you how to do that, to just feel great, look good. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. Thanks for listening today. 877-711-5211 on the telephone. udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs at gmail.com for your email questions for Dr. Mike. Or guests in this hour, Dr. Gary Ginsberg, Dr. Arthur Perry at 35 minutes after the hour. By the way, Dr. Arthur Perry, straight talk from the docs at 35 after. What are the topics today?
Well, we're going to talk about three topics. One is about how smoking ages your appearance. A twin study in Twinsburg, Ohio, showed just how much. It's big time. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's much faster than you can imagine. The second is a story about the woman in Florida who is injecting a tire repair silicone to improve the butt look, if you will, the buttocks look of some women who were paying her to do it. And she's going to jail as she harmed a lot of these women. I mean, the silicone you buy to fix your tire is not the same silicone you would get. And the third one is a life sentence for a doc in Las Vegas who transmitted hepatitis C from one patient to another. And we'll talk about that. And we may even go over more on that one subject that you love or that you think is so good, because Arthur Perry is one of the experts on this because he did the work for the New Jersey Medical Board on it, relating to surgeons bidding to do surgery on patients.
Yeah, to do something about healthcare costs. Dr. Gary Ginsberg, 20 minutes after the hour, it's a year since Hurricane Sandy, still causing some health effects, amongst some other things he'll talk about. And a big win for people who spend their time petitioning mega corporations to make unhealthy foods mildly healthier. Kraft Foods said they will begin removing dyes from their famously bright yellow macaroni and cheese. They will replace the dye with spices like paprika. Well,
that's pretty good. Paprika's a good spice. Healthy.
But
they have a lot of dyes in them still. They aren't taking all the dyes out.
Well, and the noodles are still refined noodles, refined grains.
They're only removing yellow 5 and yellow 6 from the SpongeBob SquarePants Halloween. I'm serious. SpongeBob SquarePants Halloween and Winter Shapes mac and cheese.
So they're
replacing the dye in SpongeBob with paprika. So instead of looking like yellow noodles, the new mac and cheese will look like SpongeBob SquarePants drowning in blah, speckled with red powder.
Joe, I sent you a question that came in on the question line. I don't know if you got it, but it says, I have chronic back pain. I've been taking Vicodin for about a year. Why are they changing the rules about how it is prescribed and how often I have to see the doctor? And Henry in Evanston, Illinois, listens to us on, I think, WGN or one of the radio stations. I think it's WGN in Chicago, wrote. So, Henry, let us explain. Vicodin is a combination of the powerful opioid hydroxycodone and acetaminophen. It's being reclassified as possibly highly addictive and prone to abuse and will be Schedule 2 rather than its current schedule, which is 3. The original thing is it didn't have, wasn't thought to have any place near the addiction potential it now is known to have. And because there are a current rash of abuse of prescription drugs, it made it important to change it so that the accidental deaths are much higher than we expected. So instead of allowing your doc to call the pharmacy to give you a new prescription every 6 months, you'll have to see your doc every 3 months to get a new prescription. For people who have legitimate health issues like Henry apparently does, this will make little difference. It will make a difference and decrease the abuse rate, which is why the Drug Enforcement Administration has reclassified it.
What's the other email? I didn't go to my email. I forgot to go to my email.
The other one is someone who wants to know whether they should sign an organ donation card. They're ambivalent. And that's Katrina, who is in Springfield, Colorado. And I don't remember, I don't know which of our stations in Colorado she's listening to.
We have two, I think.
Or if she's listening to Radio MD. But organ donation happens about 13,000 times a year. About half from cadavers and about half from live donors. They accounted for, if you will, 23,000 organ transplants, but there's a waiting list of 120,000 people just for kidney, heart, liver. So in about 6,000 people will die waiting for a transplant. So what we need is obviously to increase the transplant rate. And that's one of the great things about signing an organ donation card. They will facilitate this. Obviously, we even need more live donors. That's the best kind for liver and kidney. But eventually, we hope organ regeneration will be what's used. But right now, this living-related transplants or living transplants or even organ donation, as you're planning, should... hopefully fill a need. Obviously, you can even sign this. Facebook had a campaign to get more people to sign, and in fact doubled the number of people signing up for organ donation. And fortunately, not enough of those people are dying so that we don't have that kicking in yet, but that's a great way of encouraging you and your friends to all sign up. Use that Facebook donation process. And so this is... Katrina in Springfield, Colorado, thank you for asking that question.
Yep, udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. What big city has raised the smoking age to what age? Who was that?
Well, this is Bridget's favorite one, I think. She's smiling so big I can't.
I smile at all of them. I like all of the stories. But this one was good. It's New York City that... signed, or that Bloomberg is supposed to sign, they passed the bill to raise the smoking age to 21 now.
So there are some cities that are smoking, if you will, some states, and if you look at them, a lot of them are in the South, have very high smoking rates and have increased the smoking rates, and that will increase their taxes. So people in the Northeast are worried about losing all their business to the southern states, which are non-unionized. Well, you're going to get it back because the smoking rates are high enough in those southern states that their taxes will increase, and that those taxes that will increase aren't on cigarettes but are on income taxes to pay for the increased illness and disability of smokers in those states. So the Northeast will come back, and I guess this is one of Bloomberg's ways of increasing competitiveness for New York City.
What's the smoking rate now? Is there a percentage of people? Do they have a number on that? How many people smoke percentage-wise in this
overall,
country?
In the United States as a whole, it's about 19.3%. In some of these southern states, it's as high as 35%. So there's a very nice map of it. And do you know what the website is for that map that you sent me? Bridget?
Which one?
There was a beautiful map on addiction to cigarettes. In any case, we'll get it for you, and I'll tell you about it next week.
19% nationwide. It's not 0%, but it's not bad. I mean, you know.
Well, it's much better than it was when it was 50% in 1970.
Yeah, it's going down. I think it will continue to go down, too. udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. What's toxic and what's not? Dr. Gary Ginsberg is coming up after the break. We're a year out from Hurricane Sandy. It's still causing some health effects. And vinyl floors and asthma in children. What is the connection? And common household pesticides causing some problems in kids, too. Dr. G, after the break, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Thank you. Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Kids often test parental limits and rules, and sometimes parents decide enough is enough. That's when a timeout may be effective. Timeouts stop children from getting attention after they misbehave. Timeouts work best for children between the ages of 2 and 5, but can be effective for kids as old as 10 in some cases. A rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for every year of your child's age. For example, a 4-year-old would get a 4-minute timeout. Some guidelines for a timeout. Give the timeout immediately after the unacceptable behavior so your child knows why she's being disciplined. Explain clearly why the behavior was unacceptable. Calmly place your child in a quiet, boring, but secure place. If she gets up, quietly explain that her timeout isn't over and return her to her seat. When it is over, wipe the slate clean and remember to praise your child each time and every time she shows acceptable behaviors. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Hey, thank you for listening. Brought to you weekly by Morning and Night Multivitamins and YouBeauty.com. Time for What's Toxic and What's Not with our toxicologist, Dr. Gary Ginsberg, in this segment every week. Dr. Mike, what do you like among Dr. Gary's topics today?
Well, the one I really like best is, what about vinyl flooring and what should we do if we want to buy vinyl flooring? What should we look for in the vinyl flooring so that we don't get this health problem? So tell us the health problem.
Okay, well, hi, Mike. Hi, Joe. And unfortunately, vinyl flooring has a lot of phthalate in it. And I've talked about phthalates before on the show as being basically a hormone disruptor, anti-male especially, as has been shown. But there's emerging evidence, and it's not just one or two or three studies. It's more like seven or eight studies now. So there's a body of evidence that says that they're not good for young people's lungs, the breathing capacity, the potential for asthma. So something that's not quite clearly mechanistically worked out, but something about the hormone disruption leading to higher chance for allergy and asthma and poorer breathing. And so what this study did was, and I call this the wheeze from down under, because in Sweden, not in Australia, but in Sweden, they looked down under at the floor that kids were using, and also what the parents' bedroom looked like from birth. And this was a 10-year follow-up. So they looked at in about 3,000 kids what the flooring was like in their bedroom, in the parents' bedroom, and who got asthma and who didn't. And it turns out your odds were about two times higher of getting asthma if your parents' bedroom was vinyl floored. And vinyl, again, has phthalate in it. And you don't think that the floor is going to release chemicals that are going to get into your body. But you scuff the floor, you walk on the floor. Floors, as everyone knows, degrade. They need to be rewaxed. They need to be built up. They need to be replaced over time. So we're talking about vinyl flooring. They do have fairly substantial levels of phthalates.
Are there vinyl floors without phthalates?
Not right now, no. So they are working on...
So we got a product for you to develop, Gary.
Yeah. But you know what I always say to parents? I mean, you know, you don't necessarily have to rip out your vinyl floor. It's dust and mop and dust and mop and keep those floors clean, because it's all a matter of how dirty the floor is and how much you allow these phthalates to build up in this little dust bowl environment that your kids are crawling around in. So that's more the key. Clean and dust, and that gets rid of a lot of ills, including lead that might be from coming from the paint, and perfluorinated compounds that may be coming from your cookware or carpeting. So clean, clean, clean.
What about these installers that install vinyl floors and carpeting, too?
Excellent question. Now, we think that the most vulnerable period is in utero and in early life. So unless these installers are very promiscuous children that have really good workmen, they're probably not at the most vulnerable period. But there are some data, even in adults, that suggest that hormone disruption can occur from phthalate exposure. So I would say if you're cutting and ripping apart to fit into a room, that you don't want to be breathing in a lot of the dust that you're generating.
All right, let's stay in the house and talk about a common household pesticide that's causing some problems with kids, too.
Right, yeah. Well, we've known that organophosphate insecticides, and we're talking about bug killer, ant and roach killer, we're talking about flea bombs, we're talking about garden sprays. We've known for a long time now that since about 2000 that the organophosphates, the older wave of the household insecticide, are too toxic. They've been taken off the market, and they've been replaced by the pyrethroid, which have always been believed to be somewhat safer because they're from the derivatives of the chrysanthemum flower. And sure enough, they have lower toxic potential. They've received some study in animals and some, but you know, the exposure is now so widespread in the human population that the studies on, you know, sort of the post-market surveys of what this means to people and to children is just are just starting to come in. So this study out of Quebec, this was 779 kids, and 97% of them had some amount of pyrethroid insecticide in their body. Now, you don't think that, gee, you know, living in a suburban house, you're going to be exposed to pyrethroids, but sure enough, they worked their way in, including some from the diet. But the kids with more of the pyrethroids in their body had a higher odds higher odds of being attention deficit and having learning problems. So, you know, we know that these things are neuroactive. That's how they damage the pests, the insects that we're trying to get rid of. And so it's not been well studied. This is one association. I'm not aware of any others that have backed this up, so it's something to watch. But it goes along with my mantra, and that is the less of anything that's going to kill something in your house, the better. So if it's meant to kill something, really use it with caution. Hide it from kids. Don't spray it around your house a lot. There's much better ways to kill ants than being the gunslinger and pulling out that can of bug killer and trying to kill them with that spray, because that's just going to spread around the house and kids will get exposed, and it may affect their IQ.
Dr. Gary Ginsberg with us in the segment, You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, with Dr. Mike Roizen. Gary, we're a year out since Hurricane Sandy. Are there still some health issues a year later?
Yeah, there's still several hundred houses in the New York City area that have not been fully rehabbed, and one of the things holding them back is mold. And the average cost to demold a house from a hurricane like that is about $10,000 to $30,000. So it's not insignificant. It does mean looking behind walls anytime where there's been moisture that's not been dried out for weeks to months, and in this case, over a year. You know, those walls have to come down and replace with clean walls. And so people have moved back in and haven't taken care of the mold problem. Sure enough, the local doctors are seeing more respiratory sinus type of symptoms from moldy homes that are the residue, not only of Hurricane Katrina, where we learned that, but also now Superstorm Sandy. And so I always remind people of the 48-hour rule. If you do not get to your storm water damage within 48 hours, it's going to start growing mold, and then you're going to need to get demolded, because otherwise you may become allergic to it. You may start having lots of respiratory symptoms. So, unfortunately, the legacy of Sandy is not quite over.
All right. We have about a minute for you to talk about what the Diwali celebration is and what the issue is.
I found this fascinating, but New Delhi in India and in several other countries around the world where the Hindu faith is predominant, they celebrate Diwali, which is a major five-day festival at this time of the year. And one of the big things they do is set off fireworks, firecrackers, fireworks in the sky. A lot of it going on to scare away the evil spirits. And they have air pollution problems, which is why toxicologist brings it up, so high that the levels, the particulate matter levels, Mike, spike to 18 times above their standards in India, which are probably not as strong as our standards here in the U.S.
18 times? And
yes,
it's particulate.
From a local fireworks display.
They must be sending out a ton of fireworks.
It's pretty hazy. Hey, have you ever gone to a July 4th celebration? You see all the haze and the smoke afterwards?
Yep, sure.
That's not particularly healthy to breathe in either, but fortunately, it's one day. They do it for 5 days, and it's right there in their streets and in their communities, so it's not healthy.
All right, we'll leave it right there. Dr. Gary Ginsberg, fantastic website. What's toxic.com. What's toxic.com. And Dr. G joins us every week right here on the show. We thank him for that. Right after the break, it's Straight Talk from the Docs. Dr. Mike and Dr. Arthur Perry on their issues of the day. And we thank you for listening. Udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs@gmail.com. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. It's the time of year when colds and viruses begin making their rounds through schools and families. Sometimes parents will ask for antibiotics, believing they will shorten an illness, allowing their child to return to school or child care quicker. But antibiotics are not usually the answer. Antibiotics are powerful drugs that need to be used cautiously. Antibiotics have no effect on viruses and will not reduce the length of the illness or the symptoms. They are highly effective in treating bacterial infections such as strep throat or bacterial pneumonia. But overuse of antibiotics can make them less effective when truly needed. Some bacteria strains have become resistant to antibiotics as a result of antibiotic overuse. The best way to treat a viral infection is with rest, fluids, and TLC. So feel free to baby your child who has the cold or the flu. Give them lots of love and care, but save the antibiotics for when they are truly needed. And for more information on children's health, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Tour de Cure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Tour de Cure. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Dr. Michael Roizen is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
And Arthur, it's great to have you back because you always bring controversial and important subjects. So, tell us.
That's my middle name, Mike. Controversy.
Controversy. So, talk to us about what you consider some of the most important issues. What's happened to that Florida plastic? It wasn't a plastic surgeon, but she was a Florida. What did she do with the tire repair kit?
That's right, Mike. This is a story that you and I have been following on and off on this show for a couple years now. It's the fix-a-flat doctor. It's the woman, or actually it's a transgender woman, so started as a man, became a woman. They call her Toxic Tush Doctor, but she's not a doctor at all. She's just some person out there that decided to make people's buttocks larger, Mike, with super glue, with cement, with fix-a-flat, all her supplies conveniently purchased at Home Depot. I'm sure.
So this was, I remember, these women came to her. She advertised on the internet. The women came to her clinic and got this silicone buttock, if you will, shaper in the form of a tire repair silicone.
Well, actually, it's the fix-a-flat, I think, was to close the wound. The silicone was that, the prosecutors weren't sure exactly what goo she used. But they do believe it's that the silicon. If you go, you know, I spent a lot of time at Home Depot, and there's this liquid silicon that you can purchase as a lubricant. It's in the
you know, I don't know
area.
Whether you're telling me the truth that you spend a lot of time at Home Depot.
No, I do. I love Home Depot and Lowe's. I go there all the time and do your little home projects. I'm a much better surgeon than I am a carpenter. I have a 50% success rate with my carpentry. But Mike, that's true.
I've seen my wife, the pig lives.
That's right. My wife shudders when I start a project, but it is true. But anyway, this woman bought her supplies at Home Depot and then injected it into the buttocks of her... I guess you call them patients. And here's one. This is in Broward County, just north of Miami. $1,000. That's a lot of money, actually, for a non-physician. But she was negotiable, and she got her her price down to $700 for this one woman for 12 injections. And that woman is one of the people that called the police on O'Neill Ron Morris. That's the person. That's the person who injected all this stuff. Miss Brown was one of the victims. She recalled seeing some super glue, a black hose, and a syringe. She was told, don't look, as she injected into her. Well, what happened? Of course, it's predictable. Infection, abscesses, staph infections. Other people had many other procedures also. Anyway, the bottom line is, Mike, there was a trial, and she's going to jail. Not long enough, just a year. But hopefully this will put an end to...
She did this horrible thing, and she's only going for a year? She got some people really, really infected and sick.
Oh, absolutely. Maimed for life, Mike. Maimed for life. But I don't believe anyone died yet. And that's... Well, you know,
Florida, of course, has those stand-your-ground laws. Maybe she felt that they were attacking her with their buttock.
Oh, my goodness. It's just terrible. And this is just one of the many that you and I have talked about over the years. The punishment is not strong enough, Mike. The punishment isn't strong enough because this is just terrible. People do put their lives in their hands when they have non-physicians perform procedures on them. And it is very easy
to die. Let's go the other way to the where punishment seems almost seems fairly strong. A life sentence for... something in Las Vegas. What was that something?
Okay, now this was a real doctor who is sort of like your worst nightmare if you're a patient, because this is a doctor that just did not care that he infected his patients with hepatitis. He was a GI doctor, so a gastroenterologist doing various endoscopies. And apparently, I believe there were 27 people that that developed hepatitis C from this person. One died before the trial. One died after the trial. So he's going to be tried I think it's negligent homicide in a second case. But here's the story, Mike. This finally went to trial. We heard about this. This was in Las Vegas. Went to trial. He got life in prison, this doctor, with parole possible at 18 years. And then you say, well, you know, is that a fair sentence? Did he deserve to go to jail for a minimum of 18 years? I say yes. I say yes. And the reason I say yes is because this was such negligence. He was reusing propofol, one of your favorite drugs, reusing the syringes, you know, drawing up. I think he was changing needles, but you and I know that that doesn't make a difference. The whole system, the whole setup has to be changed, because if there's a little backflow and someone had hepatitis C, then everybody who... is the next patient without changing the tubing can get hepatitis C, and that's exactly what happened. So just you have to, I think, put yourself in the patient's perspective, not the doctor's perspective or the lawyer or the prosecutor. But as a patient, when you go into a facility, you are so vulnerable. You basically put your body over to these doctors and nurses. And your expectation is that they're doing things the right way. They're competent. They're clean. They're not going to violate any of the medical procedures. And this guy did. And two people now have died, and he deserves a life sentence. Sorry.
So you actually think the crime is Yeah, I mean, because he should have known better. So, in fact, I can see him getting a very harsh crime because, after all, he was a physician. He did hold himself out as that. I think the woman in Florida got off too lightly.
Oh,
but
definitely.
I think we should treat people who knowingly do negligent things and hold themselves out as something they aren't, that is a safe practitioner in the case, obviously, of this guy, and who are not doing things to a professed level of care, they're falsely advertising to the public. I think of it, you know, maybe we should do a lot with the food manufacturers and whoever is saying healthy on the front of labels when they aren't, should probably get that same type of penalty if they're... So I'm up for getting the PR and advertising people in the same type of trouble.
Yeah, you know, and I guess it does really depend on just the what the consequences of the crime have been. And this guy did die. In the lady in Florida, she's lucky that no one died yet. But we don't know. We don't know. You know, a lot of these people, I've been following these stories for over 10 years, and a lot of these people sort of run from their victims. They really do. They dump bodies. We've heard of that one before. You never know whether there was a death with the woman in Florida. And we also don't know whether those victims, the people that she treated, were tested for AIDS and hepatitis, and maybe one of those will also die. I think you're right. I think 1 year is ridiculous for the woman in Florida. I mean, that should have been a life sentence also, or at least a substantial sentence, 10 or 20 or 30 years. It's tough out there, Mike. You know, it's hard to protect people, and the courts and the prosecutors need to do it if there are bad people hurting patients.
Let's begin to talk about how fast you age. And this is a story about cigarettes and the demonstration of aging by not caring for your body. I think this also occurs with food choices and can be reversed by good food choices in the case of food. But what you're going to tell us is what the study at Twinsburg showed with twins, one who smoked and one who didn't. Maybe we should do one Mike. Who ate healthy and one who didn't. But when we come back, we're going to do that on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You want to ask us questions? Email us at udocs, youdocs, @gmail.com. As we had these great questions in the first segment. So thanks very much for sending those. Just keep sending them on. udocs@gmail.com or 877-711-5211 is the toll-free number. We'll be right back. You, the Owner.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission.
to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together, we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance. And that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to greatstartgtl.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at greatstartgtl.com. That's greatstartgtl.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to greatstartgtl.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust.
And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the U-Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
Now, Arthur, when I was in probably early on in the career as a chairman of a department at the University of Chicago, so that's probably 25 to 30 years ago, there were pictures on the wall of Twinsburg, Ohio, and the Twin Festival. And now I live almost next to it. Tell me about Twinsburg and what they found.
That's right. Twinsburg, I believe, is just south of Cleveland, isn't it, Mike?
We have a very big family practice center there, and internal medicine and pediatrics practice, and they actually use the wellness widget, one of our devices that fosters wellness. They rolled it out and tested it with Dr. Laurie Posk. So I have a fondness for Twinsburg, even without knowing anything about the twin study.
Well, plastic surgeons love Twinsburg, Mike. There have been now several studies by plastic surgeons on twins because it's a perfect study. We compare the twin that didn't have anything to the twin that had, let's say, a facelift, or in this particular study, the twin who smoked versus the twin who did not. And this study was done by a plastic surgeon from Cleveland named Dr. Garayan, who's at one of the competing hospitals across the way from you.
That can't be very good.
University Hospital.
Oh, I take it back. My wife is a department chair there. I have to take it back. It's a great place. In fact, one of the unique things about Cleveland is that all three of the major systems are as good or better than any place else I've seen in the world. And, in fact, the medical care here is about a logarithm better than in most cities. I mean, that's a huge amount better.
And that's good. Got yourself out of that one. Okay. All right, Mike. So Twinsburg, here was the study. They looked at twins, one twin who smoked and one twin that did not. They took photographs of those twins, and they showed the photographs to plastic surgeons that did not know which twin smoked and which did not. They asked them to judge the age and to say whether or not they were smokers or not. In all cases, plastic surgeons were able to identify the smoker as looking older than the twin that did not smoke.
Every case.
And every case.
Not a
miss. And the twins that smoked had more wrinkles, They had deeper nasolabial folds. Those are the lines between the nose and the mouth. They had more wrinkling. Of course, we know this, wrinkling around the lips, you know, those smoker's lines, of course. But also they had sagging jowls. And the interesting thing, Mike, is that they asked the twins how long they had smoked. So they did not have to be active smokers. They could have smoked at some point in their life. And the difference was visible in as few as 5 years of smoking. Isn't that interesting?
So and just, it was very significant. Just 5 years, they were able to pick up differences that were remarkable.
That's correct. Yep, absolutely. So, you know, smokers look older than non-smokers. So for those of you who are listening and don't care about your lungs or your colon or any of the other things that, or your
or
heart.
Or cancer, that's one of the things that this does.
Yep. So if you don't care about those things, look in the mirror and care about what you look like, because you'll look worse if you smoke. And I tell my patients, I don't have too many smokers in my practice, Mike, which is also very interesting. But I do tell the few smokers who come in and they have the non-invasive procedures and they want facelifts, and I refuse to do facelifts in smokers because they have a 20 times higher complication rate than non-smokers with loss of skin and higher infection rates. 20 times. And that's an old study. That was done by Dr. Reese about 30 years ago. An excellent study. And smokers are just about the only people that lose skin in a facelift. That means it dies. It can die. It's just one of those terrible complications of a facelift. So if you're a non-smoker, it's a very, very rare event. And if you're a smoker, 20 times higher chance. So I don't do facelifts in smokers, I don't do breast lifts in smokers, and I don't do tummy tucks in smokers, because those are the three operations in plastic surgery that lift huge areas of skin, pull it tight, and decrease the blood supply, and smokers cannot tolerate that. So, you know, this is very, very pertinent. It was published in our journal, the Plastic Surgery Journal, also. It's a great study, and it just really drives the point home not to smoke.
I'm going to do a quick real age tip of the week now, Arthur. And this pertains to smoking too. Does osteoporosis matter and why? Osteoporosis is the weakening of the bones, which can lead to painful spine fractures, a broken wrist, or most importantly, breaking your hip. It's most common among people over age 65, and you should care if you're younger, especially if you've got kids or grandkids, or you yourself is under age 30. It can be devastating, especially if it leads to a fracture of the spine or hip. A spine fracture is very painful. It increases your death rate. 25% of women have spine fractures, and 25% of those never recover back to the normal activities of daily living. In men, it's less, 15% have it, but 40% never recover. So with a hip fracture, you can't live independently very easily. So less serious, obviously, broken wrist, which would require wearing a cast or something like that. But the strongest bone, when do you build your bone mass? In childhood, up to age 30. So you should get enough vitamin D, 1,000 international units a day is minimum extra, and the right amount of calcium. Hopefully you get calcium from foods. You can take up to 600 milligrams of calcium and magnesium in your supplements. So getting the right amount of calcium and vitamin D and some magnesium, so the calcium doesn't cause you constipation. You want 300 milligrams of magnesium a day. So to get those, if you just get those, it makes you 1.8 years younger. And that's real age tip of the week, Arthur.
And that's a good one, Mike. I will I'll remember those things as I have my calcium in my pizza tonight. No.
So now does your daughter, is she under age 30?
Yes, my daughter, I have a 24 and a 22-year-old.
So I hope you're getting them to get the extra vitamin D and maybe tell them about calcium, because they're still building bone while they're in the age they are.
Yeah, and I'm sure you know how difficult it is to get people that age to do anything. Mike, my daughters, you know that I am such an ardent sunscreen proponent, and getting them to use sunscreen is difficult.
Well, in fact, if they're using sunscreen, they even more carefully need to get that vitamin D, because the sunscreen prevents the activation of vitamin D, so they need the D3 in a supplement.
And we try. We certainly try.
And Arthur Perry, by the way, if you want to get his sunscreen, you can't get it yet, but he'll get it again next year. But you can get Night Skin and Daytime. And what's the web address is www.drperrys.com. Thank you very much for listening to You, the Owner's Manual. Sonar for great engineering. Donna for great guests. And thank you especially for the great questions and listening. We'll be back next week with an all-new show. Thanks for your listening. You.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's OMEGA, TakeOmega.com.